Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Thursday, February 6th. Wheat in positive territory yesterday, but cattle struggled. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now today, wheat did stabilize. There's weaker supplies that gave the market a little bit of support. The Kansas City wheat is improving as well. And the idea that China will finally start acting on that phase one deal is really promising. And I think that's keeping the market from continuing a little bit lower. But specifically, corn should be helped. Perhaps we can start to look then at fundamentals and some things happening in the global market. Certainly the stock market being up a few hundred points today definitely kind of lifted the spirits of a lot of the traders. So we had a little bit of a reprieve today.
In closing markets, Chicago March wheat futures yesterday closed up 4.5 cents to 562. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 6.5 cents to 573.5. March corn closed down 1.5 cents to 380.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged, ranging from 620 to 635. Club wheat of ordinary protein also unchanged, ranging from 635 to 795. Dark northern spring wheat prices up 3.5 cents, ranging from 670.25 to 705.25 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down $1.47.5 on the April board to 119.17.5. March feeder cattle fared even worse, down $1.82.5 to 135.67.5. Class 3 milk yesterday down 24 cents to $17.06.
This is Tim Hammerich with Market Line.